can let down our hair. The moon is high. And we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am here in the Bermuda Triangle in Boquerón, Puerto Rico, joined by my producer, Forrest Connor, and investigator, Shelley Wright, in the Asheville flagship studio, News Radio 570 WWNC. And again, you know, I hate to be perceived as a person who, well, rubs it in, but it's like summertime down here, but my cohorts there in Asheville, they're dealing with the cold weather still, the snow, the ice, the rain.
It's been spring-like today, but a couple days ago, on Thursday, it was rain, sleet, snow. I mean, but then you wait a day, and it's supposed to be nice, spring-like, but we're supposed to get more stuff next week.
See, the weather just teases you there. And at least here, it's rather consistent. Now, I got lucky last year here in Puerto Rico. We didn't have a hurricane season at all, and so didn't have any real issues with that. But that's the thing about Western North Carolina. I mean, it's getting more and more extreme. It's really nice one day, really crappy the next, back and forth. It's hard to plan things. But Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop, you say it's not mattering so much when it comes to your business that people are still coming into the shop, they're still buying things, and you actually told me, Shelley, that you've gotten to the point now where your voice is so well known that you just walk into random stores and do your typical business, and people say, "Hey, are you on the radio?" Is that right?
This is true. This is very true. It's so strange that people have been very, very nice.
So, Shelley, right now, gold and silver are still in that perfect buying range, and that's why some people are coming to your shop and kind of harassing you a little bit, wanting you to work on the weekends and everything so that they can come in there and they're just gobbling up everything that you have. So tell everybody, like, what's going on there at Wright's Coin Shop.
Things are super, super crazy right now. We have sold so many collector coins and gold bullion and silver bullion, and it's just crazy. It is so challenging to keep up with everything, but we like it like that. But we are running back and forth just crazy all day long. Fans are ringing off the hook, and it's just a matter of trying to keep getting product in. So I'm expecting more Monday coming in. So everybody can keep coming in. We're going to be fine. And occasionally we do have to call people because we have to order things or wait for them to come in. But I'm very good about working want lists. So if you want something, let me know and I'll call you.
So now, Shelley, you and Forrest, I'm sure you've seen these news stories about, like, bitcoins.
Yes.
Yeah, this virtual currency. And, and of course, it's kind of a mystery what a bitcoin is. A bitcoin, however, one bitcoin, last I looked, cost $500. Did you know that? Did you know it was that much?
Well, I was actually, ironically, I was looking up what bitcoins were last night. So, yeah, I actually did find that out along those lines, because Kelly and I were just like, why use this? It's just kind of a weird little system.
Well, it's probably what the government is kind of like transitioning into behind the scenes.
But the
trying to get people.
But governments don't like it.
Well, that's what they say. Of course, they're going to say that. So you mean you can go and you can spend $500 and buy a Bitcoin, which is this, you know, digital currency. Or, Shelley, people can go to Wright's Coin Shop and spend $500 and buy, like, what, 20 silver coins?
Probably more than something like that, more than that, but you can buy real coins. Yes.
And so when you go to Wright's Coin Shop, you're getting something that's physical, that's in your hand. And I, you know, when you look at how these prices go up and down on coins, it varies from month to month, year to year. But over a 10-year period, it always goes up. Just go back and look at the history. If people are interested in just talking to you, Shelley, about getting a coin, whether it's gold, silver, how can they contact you?
They can call me at 828-298-5402. Or they can come and see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
So everybody listening to the show, now, if you're just online and you want like a map and some more stuff like that, go to WrightsCoinShop.com. There's no apostrophe in there. WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. Or call Shelley at, write this down now, 828-298-5402. Or if you're in the Asheville area, go to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. Shelley, you know, we've been trying our best to sort of manifest something like a man walking into your shop and pulling his pants down.
No, we haven't.
Well, you know,
you
some of us have been
have.
Working on this for a long time. Has that happened yet?
No, and we do not want that to happen. The only thing that I want you to take out of your pants is your money to buy some gold or silver or a collector coin. Okay,
well, Shelley, you do go to Walmart from time to time.
Very occasionally.
We all do. It has to be done from time to time. Walmart is an institution, love it or hate it, we have to go to Walmart. What would you do, Shelley, if you walked into Walmart and a man walked up to you wearing a Walmart employee ID badge and he asked if he could assist you? And you started explaining to him what you were looking for, and the next thing you know, you look over, and he has his genitals hanging out there.
I'd beat the crap out of him.
No, I mean, I know that you always say that, but no, really, think about this realistically. You turn, and the man has his genitals out. What is the next thing you're going to do? I mean, what is the next move you'll make?
And then beat the crap out of him. And then
you would
run out for... Yes, hell yeah! How long have you been
hit? You would hit a Walmart employee who had his junk hanging out.
Yes. Yes, and then as I ran to catch him, I would be picking up things along the way that I could throw at him to slow him down. You know, cans of stuff, whatever. Yeah, and I'd be
bicycles.
Trying to get people, you know, to come and help me in this. Yeah.
Okay, well, Forrest, what would you do if you're in the same situation, you turn around, and there's a guy who's a Walmart employee, it looks like it, and he's got his hoo-haws hanging out there?
You're like, dude, your junk's hanging out.
XYZ.
Yeah.
You forgot to zip.
Yeah.
Everything is... No, I mean, well, okay, this is what happened to a woman in California. And apparently this man, who actually was not a Walmart employee, came up asking if he could assist her. And he was wearing an employee ID badge, so he was pretending to be a Walmart employee. And he's engaging her naturally, helping her out. And it says that, you know, he pointed to where some items were in the store. She looked back, and then she sees everything. I'm talking everything, right?
She sees the hot dog aisle.
Yeah, she sees the hot dogs. She sees...
The Frankenbeans.
Yes, the whole Frankenbeans program is on display. You know what this woman did?
What?
She kicked him in his genitals.
Good for her.
She kicked him strongly with a strong blow right in his genitals.
Good. And then she beat him up after that, right?
Well, no, yeah, I mean, how long do you want to hang out with this guy?
I'm sorry, but this is escalating behavior. You don't just start doing this and that's all you ever do.
Well, the smoking gun says that, you know, after she kicked him, he fled Walmart. They say he's a heavyset, balding, weird-looking white male.
Well, you know, I would say that your first tip-off that something is wrong is when a Walmart employee asks to help you.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah.
He was last seen leaving the store bent over in pain. So
good.
There's a clue for you all. Okay, next story, because, boy, do I have a stack of Dark 30 stories tonight. Okay, a California man is accused of sexually assaulting a woman while wearing a pink Barbie doll costume. This happened at a Big Lots store.
Big Lots.
My gosh.
Do you have any commentary on this so far for us?
None at all. Typical Big Lots.
The victim, who asked not to be identified, said she was using the restroom when the suspect entered her stall dressed in the pink Barbie costume. Quote, I was looking and I saw 2 feet slowly planting on the floor, and they were a man's bare feet. He went underneath the stall really quickly. I came into my stall, and the door was still locked. I didn't have time to act. He grabbed my neck and pushed me all the way against the wall and asked if I liked to play with dolls. I started yelling from the top of my lungs, and he covered my mouth. She said she didn't even know how this thing would fit on this guy, this Barbie outfit. She fought back, managed to escape, and the perpetrator ran out soon, and he was fortunately arrested a mile away from the store. He was not wearing the Barbie costume at the time of his arrest. And when we come back, I have more stories for you for the Dark 30 Hour. You know how things happen in patterns? Well, I have a pattern that's beginning to emerge of people who are peeing, yes, that is urinating, on police officers. I will explain soon. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll be right back on Speaking of Strange. And stars.
Dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing, stranger than any. A new boy for a local girl, but she made eyes again. She was young and pretty, no stranger to other men. But who knows we'll be in lock that night, and no line drawn again. I thought these things didn't matter anymore. I thought all that blood had been shed long ago. It's a dark night.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour. And I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Let me remind you, this is the time you want to turn off the radio. If you are easily offended, if there are children around, I mean, this is why we save this kind of content for late at night. It's often the more sordid and seedy news, and it is our duty to bring it to you. So don't listen, don't stick around if you're not into that kind of material. Before we continue with these stories, let me reiterate, if you've listened to this show for a while, I don't see how that you can be an intelligent person and not go to sunshinesimple.com to watch the free video about the Sunshine Simple generator. It's the most powerful solar generator for the home in the world for the lowest price. And right now, well, it costs $150 just to ship it to you. We're going to give you free shipping and handling if you go right now. That's our promo right now. That's our offer. You can also make payments on the thing. It's $1,495. You will save money, however, every single month. So, hey, if you like blowing money, if you like throwing money away every month, that's, I guess, your decision. But if you want to save money, you can save a hell of a lot of money if you start plugging your appliances into the Sunshine Simple generator and using it every single day. And that's what people all around the world have done who have bought it. So go to sunshinesimple.com. It's a brand new update on the website, and you'll see why that it has been so popular all around the world. Here is a story from Roddenberg, Texas. Did you hear what I just did there? I rolled
my R's. You rolled your R's. Got that royal R.
Have you learned that
being down there?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually learning enough Spanish now that I'm walking in and I'm saying things that I'm not having to think about. I'm just, you know, it's a process, but you got to speak really fast when you're down here in Spanish speaking territory. But little by little, gradually, I'm starting to get it. Like, people will say things to me and I'll just know what they're talking about. I don't have to think about it. And I'm starting to spit stuff back at them going, and as long as you roll the R's, You're one step ahead of the game. So
so you're just not that gringo from the mainland anymore. You can I can't roll my R's.
People are starting to respect me a little bit down here because I can go Roddenberg, Texas. Roddenberg, Texas. See? A woman may have gone out of her way to piss off a Texas police officer by allegedly urinating on him during an interrogation. The folks there at the Rosenberg Police Department were doing a property check of an apartment complex when they allegedly saw a man holding a shotgun and arguing with another man near a car. The woman, a 21-year-old female, was inside the car, and police claim she refused orders to get out of it. And that's when things got messy. An officer tried to arrest her. She allegedly raised her skirt up and let him have it. She urinated on him and began laughing. Now, let me pause here. Can women just... You know, let me put it this way. I thought only men could write their name in the snow. So is this a cross-dresser, or can women literally, like, say, woohoo, and just shoot a nice little warm stream? Shelly, we have to defer to you on this.
I have no idea, but I'm going to go with, if you are 21 and you are doing that, then you need to stop.
Yeah, but I mean, could you pee on Forrest right now if you wanted to, Shelley?
No, I don't think I could do that, and I've never felt the urge to just hike up my skirt and.
You've never wanted to give Forrest a golden shower in the studio. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
Forrest, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'll get over it.
He's married now. He has someone to do that for him.
You get your golden showers at home now?
I guess so. According to Shelly. You've been spying on us again?
Says here she raised up her skirt and let him have it, and then began laughing. When she was asked to verify if it was intentional or not.
Duh.
Police claim she admitted, it sure was. I just pulled up my skirt and pissed on you. Does it seem like an accident to you?
I really hope she was drunk. I really do.
They usually are. Yeah. Okay. And... in related news, here's one from Albany, New York. A college student has been arrested for peeing on a police officer's head. Officer showed up at the scene of a wild party at Pi Kappa Phi. And observed several people inside and outside of the residence consuming alcohol and making a racket while the officers were shutting down the party. This is a dude in this case. He urinated off the rear staircase directly onto a uniformed police officer. The officer was taken to a local hospital to be treated for, quote, bodily fluid exposure, end quote. Shortly after the incident, the young man was taken into custody and charged with third-degree reckless assault. He was charged with a few other things, phony driver's license, etc. And they say that this frat house is not recognized by the University of Albany because of a history of hazing, including an incident in November 2012 where pledgers were forced to lie down in a basement filled with water and then beaten with rubber hoses and paddles. Okay.
Some Animal House stuff going on there.
Don't want to join that club. Okay, earlier we talked a little bit about people who were abusing calling the cops and 911. Listen to this one. This is from Punta Gorda, Florida. 58-year-old woman called 911. And the officer arrived, and she told the officer that, she was a little tipsy, and she said, "You're so sexy," and asked about his marital status. She said some things that I don't even think I can repeat here on the radio. And the officer said, "What can I help you with?" And she stated, "You can blank me silly. That's what you can do."
Wow.
The woman was allegedly rubbing on the cop's chest and trying to grab his arm. Yeah, which one? She said, "Well, this is inappropriate," he said, "This is inappropriate," and she stated, "Oh, I'm a bad girl, I know." Less than an hour after he departed, she called 911 again, announcing that cop had ticked her off and she wanted to see another one. She said, "I'm dialing 911 because this is an emergency. And this number is supposed to make the police officer come, and that's what I intend to do." The officer and a police lieutenant responded again. The woman said the lieutenant had been a perfect gentleman, but when I asked him to blank me, he turned me down. That made me angry. So, needless to say, she has been arrested for making false 911 calls and booked into the jail there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a 19-year-old girl who has apparently killed 22 people. My goodness. And also, headline... Swiss cheese pervert strikes again. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Speaking of Strange, I'm Joshua P. Warren. This hour is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, so tune out if you don't want to hear this material. Let me also remind you, now, you know, we have all kinds of interesting things that we sell to promote this show, and I want to repeat this one because this has been a big hit. Imagine a box that can make your wishes come true, okay? Does that sound unbelievable? Over the years, books have been burned. People have gone to prison for discussing this. Why? Because millions of people around the world say it works. And I'm talking about the Wishing Machine Radionics Box. These are extremely rare, but for a limited time, you can get one. Go right now to joshuapwarren.com and click the link to watch a free video about the Wishing Machine, what it can do for your health, relationships, finances, and more. It can help with most any problem. Again, you can't find these every day, so go right now to joshuapwarren.com and watch the free video to learn how the Wishing Machine can help you. And right now, we will also include free shipping and handling. This may be the last week we can do this. Honestly, I talked to Dr. Mulder, my partner on this, and he says we need to start charging shipping and handling. So I'm not bluffing here. So go there right now if you are interested in getting one of these, and you'll see after you watch the video why I and countless people around the world use one of these things every day. We're talking about some very weird, weird phenomena happening around the world. Here's one about a woman who is 19 years old who admits to not only killing a guy who hired her for sex on Craigslist, but she says she's killed many others. She says, quote, when I hit 22, I stopped counting, but I'm sure it's under 100, end quote. This woman is in a Pennsylvania jail awaiting trial for allegedly stabbing a man 20 times because apparently she says she tested him. She responded to his sex ad and told her she was only 16. Excuse me, told him she was only 16. And then he said he'd still have sex with her. And so that set her off. Since she had been a molestation victim herself, she said in a jailhouse interview she'd been killing people since she was 13. She insists she only kills bad people, saying, quote, I did this to people who did bad things and didn't deserve to be here anymore, and I made the world a better place for everyone to live in, end quote. This woman says she has no remorse, and she says, quote, if I were to be released, I would do this again. This is what I do once I allowed Satan into my heart, end quote. That's pretty wild. So, I mean, she's almost setting herself up to be a hero, but you have to ask yourself, how much do you believe her? You know, we don't really accept a vigilante justice in this country because, well, who can you believe? You can't just make decisions yourself as the judge and jury. Right? Here is a story about a Swiss cheese pervert. Now, you may recall, I've talked about this before on the show. So this is sort of like the new chapter. This guy is becoming some kind of a character, an ongoing figure. Every new harassment victim who comes forward pokes another hole in the Swiss cheese pervert's defense. A new victim came forward recently, the fourth woman accusing the 42-year-old of his cheesy trick, exposing his penis while asking victims to pleasure him with Swiss cheese. Police and witnesses who have dubbed him the Swiss cheese pervert say the man has been terrorizing residents around Mayfair, Pennsylvania, since the beginning of January 2014. Even out of jail on bond, it's not slowed him down. The details of his newest allegations were not immediately released, but police told the news this man's, quote, major sexual Swiss cheese fetish, end quote, has played a role. His harassment includes using processed cheese when he approaches victims. He turned himself in on the latest charges and went free after posting 10% of his $90,000 imposed bail. One of the other witnesses this time posted a tweet that he allegedly shows the pervert, holding a slice of cheese out toward her with a $20 bill. So the guy apparently is walking up to people and he has a slice of cheese and 20 bucks and says, hey, will you help me out here? You know, I don't know what to say about things like that. We've talked about this before. What do you mean? It's a fetish. But when you start bringing people into your fetish, that's when it's a problem. That's when it becomes critical. That's when it becomes criminal. I mean, if you just go home and you have a big block of Swiss cheese and you make love to it, that's your right. That's part of being a good American, right, Forrest?
Good American or good Swiss citizen?
Well, I mean, anything you can do for yourself or to yourself is okay. I mean, look at Barbara Walters. You've heard about Barbara Walters, I'm sure, haven't you, Forrest?
Yes.
Have you, Shelley?
No. Barbara Walters?
Well, yeah, Barbara Walters, amazingly enough, she's 84 years old. Okay, you'd never think that. and she recently announced on TV that she has a vibrator. What's that, Shelly?
Yeah, because I'm sure that she announced this because of the show she's on. Very open. You know, I think that fetishes are fine if you're around other like-minded people and you can share in it. But, you know, when you gotta start approaching people with a piece of cheese and a $20 bill, I think you have a problem.
Barbara Walters calls her vibrator Oscar.
That is so much more than I really needed to know.
And she says she's a big fan of the self-love movement. They also say it's not the first time Barbara Walters has gotten down and dirty on the subject of sex. A couple years ago, she asked her religious co-host, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, if she liked it rough. So, well, for one thing, I must confess, I'm surprised that Barbara Walters is 84. I mean, she's been around forever, but geez, 84. She doesn't look 84. But I guess when you're 84, you don't have any secrets anymore. You're just ready to lay it all out there. So imagine 84-year-old Barbara Walters with a big vibrator called Oscar.
Okay, I don't want to think about that. That I don't want that image in my head.
Well, it gives you hope, you know, because
it gives me hope.
It gives all of us hope, really. But yes, you too. I mean, 84. Well, you can still get satisfaction at 84. Isn't that good news for all of us?
Sure. That's great.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Drunk teen with flower pot over his head uses chainsaw to rob gas station and exposes butt during escape. Man, these headlines just go on and on. A man was wearing a flower pot over his head in an attempt to conceal his identity. Entered a store. I don't know where this is. Shows my researchers have slipped up a little bit. Entered the store about 4:30 on Monday while two staff members were cleaning a coffee machine. I tell you what. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I have three stories that I've saved for the end of the show. And they deal with pizza and hot pockets. You'll understand soon enough. I'm Joshua P. Warren. The show where the unusual becomes usual. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. That's up tonight. Speaking of strange, I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. Let me warn you all again. This is when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended. So just tune out right now. If you don't want to hear all this, something a little more family-friendly will be on in, you know, 5-10 minutes, something like that. Before we get into these last three stories I've saved for the end, let me remind you, if you're ever going to order a Sunshine Simple solar generator in your life, now is the time. Save yourself $150 in shipping, at least, because we're offering free shipping and handling right now. There's also a payment plan, and you probably won't even need it. But go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the video. That's all we ask of you. But if you're going to do it right now. Otherwise, don't come crying when we charge you $150 shipping and handling, because it's free if you do it tonight, right now. Here is a story from Kermit, West Virginia. A Pizza Hut location closes down after a manager pees in the sink. A district manager was caught on surveillance video urinating into a sink, and I swear, Huffington Post says, on pizzas. Closing permanently. The video shows the manager urinating into a metal sink in a food preparation area on pizzas. The incident occurred after business hours. The employee was fired. Pizza Hut Corporation spokesman said Wednesday the decision to permanently close the restaurant was made the day after the video was published to the web and went viral. The publicity's been so bad in town, no one is ever going to eat there again. The restaurant was owned by a particular franchise. It says the company's website says it owns Pizza Hut in 7 states, including West Virginia and other locations. God, isn't that just... See, when you go to fast food restaurants, you just don't know. Here's one from... Well, here's one regarding Domino's Pizza. They say, here's a pretty good example of a brand dealing well with trouble on Twitter. A Domino's Pizza outpost had to deal with a customer who claimed to have burned his penis while making love to one of its pizzas and was upset the brand had hurt him so badly. This guy has been tweeting irate and obscene things, saying that, quote, this is not what is expected of these pizzas. We raise, or they raise them better than that. The guy is claiming he's been putting his junk into pizzas. Well, I don't know what to think of that. But here's a story from Miami, Florida. 18-year-old guy. You've probably heard something about this. This has been talked about quite a bit. This guy actually videotaped himself having sex with a Hot Pocket. He says, quote, I just thought it was so blank and funny. He said he did it to gain Twitter and Facebook followers, but that plan didn't exactly pan out because he's now banned from Twitter, Facebook, Vine, and blocked by the Hot Pockets website. He says that it was so hot that he had to use a condom. He put it in the fridge for a little bit to cool it off. His ultimate goal was that this plan would be so successful, he would be famous, have a zillion followers, and become rich. And he even thought maybe the company would pay him to make appearances at parties and endorse their product because he says, I really do love Hot Pockets. Put that down in the pantheon of business ideas that just didn't work out. You know, I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, or the unusual becomes usual. So next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And ideally, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!